First off, your Daily Lex would like to take this time to wish friend of the show and occasional guest host Brian Warren a very happy birthday. Also, I can give you his mother's maiden name and the street he grew up on. Just DM me for details.
Your Daily Lex.
Secondly, just speaking of Brian, who's a great guy and a great podcast co-host on our show, Sorkin In It, that's the only show I do where we record on Zoom with a video on. I was talking to another notable podcaster earlier this week and discussing how everybody does the podcasting with their cameras off, in at least the Apple Tech World Nerd podcast. And Brian and I do the cameras on, which I think actually makes the show better because you can see when the other person has an idea, a thought, what they find funny, if they are disagreeing. Like, it's good. There's a nice visual cues. Anyway, so that's one thought. Boy, did I spur a lot of feedback yesterday when I was complaining about my phone. I'm in a good mood today. My phone is now all set up. It took forever. I eventually had to go with doing an iCloud restore. Even that sucked in a variety of ways. And then when it's time for it to download the apps, it just wouldn't. I restarted the phone. I launched the App Store. I prioritized downloads. And it just did nothing for hours and then suddenly started downloading apps. It was bizarre. And, of course, the downside of going that way, using the iCloud restore, is that many apps don't stay logged in. So you have to log into a bunch of apps. I also have this thing where, and I've talked about this in the past eons ago, but apps can only notify you, that is, send you notifications if you've launched them. I have some apps that I never launch, but I rely on their notifications, like certain weather apps or like my credit card notifications or whatever. So I had to use my immediately prior phone, the one that's getting returned, and go through all of its open apps and launch them all once on the new phone so that I could make sure that they were all given permission to, silently given permission to send me notifications. It's incredibly annoying. But anyway, I got an outpouring of feedback, more than maybe any other episode of the show, from people talking about their own misery with setting up new iPhones. And some people said, and this was a surprisingly common refrain, they don't look forward to getting new phones because of it. I do think, as I had mentioned yesterday, that a lot of my challenges, because I had them twice in a row, two different new phones that I had set up, thanks to my own butterfingerness, I do believe a lot of the problems stemmed from running an iOS beta. So maybe you can give Apple some grace there, but maybe you can't. At any rate, the best advice I got, which I knew intellectually but just didn't do the right way, is get your new phone, set it up as a new phone, update it to the OS that you need it to be on, then reset it, and then hold it near your phone. So that's what I will do next time, which is probably just a few months away with a new Apple event coming soon. So yeah, there's that. I got to just not break this phone for a month or so. I think I can handle that. Will I get a case on my next phone? I don't know. It's going to depend what it looks like, I guess. But yeah, my family has been saying, oh, you should use a case. See, look, you should use a case. I'm like, I've never had this problem before. It happened twice in rapid succession, which is, you know, problematic. But I'm not typically a person who drops my phone. I've gone caseless on the past three phones. And this is the first time this has happened. Like, this is not evidence that I need a case. So anyway, I don't know. I don't hate a case, but I also don't love a case, especially if the phone looks cool. The good news is Apple's Pro phones never look that good in terms of color because they give them the boring, dumb colors. Speaking of colors, I'm very excited for tomorrow's collections. Not that it's going to be noteworthy to anybody else. I just think it's a clever and fun one, and I was testing it earlier today and saw it and was happy. I am all set for puzzles through September, which is nice. Some of my puzzles are even further out, but it's nice to know that at least September can be put to bed. As I say that now, I'm wondering if I actually have all the crosswords created necessary, but I'll check on that and make sure we don't run out, which would be mortifyingly embarrassing. I mean, I guess it wouldn't be mortifyingly embarrassing, but it would be embarrassing. At this moment, I am waiting to hear back from the folks for whom I pretend to be a CEO to find out if they are indeed confirming a gig for me in San Diego. Because if they are, then I can't do the show I was planning to audition for tonight because I would miss Tech Week being in San Diego for the fake CEO gig. So right now, as of now, I'm planning to go to the audition. All things being equal, I'd rather do the paying gig as Justin than be in the community theater show for free. So I hope to find out before I go to the audition. It feels, I mean, I have some guilt about the potential of going to the audition, doing well. I don't have guilt about that. But then telling them, oh, never mind, I can't do the show because I have a conflict. I would tell them that, and that'd be okay. And, you know, they do what's best for them, I do what's best for me, but I would feel some guilt about it. So hopefully I will find out the definitive answer before that audition and then not go if I will be conflicted. Anyway, tomorrow I'm getting my updated COVID booster, which is very exciting. Anyway, you should have a wonderful day, especially if you're Brian, but not exclusively. Goodbye.
Lex.